The Outpost Radio on Demand. Here's Art Young from the Outpost Magazine.
How do we get more kids involved in outdoor sports? Hello, I'm Art Young, and I'm the editor of the Outpost Magazine. Without kids getting involved in hunting, fishing, camping, and other outdoor sports, these traditions will go the way of the buggy whip. Our guest today is on the front lines of this effort to show kids and families just how much fun playing outside can be. He's the executive director of Colorado Youth Outdoors. Welcome to the Outpost, Bob Hewson.
Art, thank you. I look forward to learning more about the Outpost, and thanks for my opportunity to be part of it.
Absolutely. Well, tell our readers and listeners how CYO came about. When and why was it formed?
Sure. So I am the executive director. I also share the title of co-founder for the organization, so I know all about how it was formed. It stemmed from the fact that I grew up here in northern Colorado and grew up in a family of four kids with my father was a school teacher, so you can kind of see the fact that we were probably in today's terms classified as a poor family, but we never knew that. My two brothers and sister, we were gifted from our folks the opportunities to explore the public and private lands around here, and obviously in Colorado, that's a fun thing to do. So that was kind of the background. As I went in and matured my career and had a fabulous opportunity to work for a great company and do great things. And matter of fact, I traveled around in the world with my company. It afforded us things that I never dreamt I'd have. But at the end of the day, Art, what I realized is I was missing out and my kids were missing out on some of the critical things that I was brought up with. And I did not want that to happen for them. So I left my company in 2003. And we actually established Colorado Youth Outdoors in 2001, hired my brother as he's an educator, and had him draft a curriculum that we thought maybe we could help others who are kind of caught up in the fast pace of life and in their careers, and try to get parents involved with their children using traditional outdoor recreation as that vehicle.
Why have you decided to focus on kids? What is it about outdoor activities that teach children valuable lessons about life?
Well, great question. I know the pun would be, it's so natural to use nature as a great vehicle for, in our terms, about adding value to the family. So you say your question was, why was it the kids? Well, we take it one step further and we say it's kids with their parents. And as CYO is all about relationships, that's what we focus on, and where best to do that right here in Mother Nature. And you got to give it a little bit of prompting. You got to give it some tool work. And we use traditional outdoor recreation, the recreations of the shooting sports, fishing, survival as those themes.
So is it a specific facility, or is it a curriculum, or is it a combination of lots of things?
Yeah, so it is kind of a combination. We were founded on a program that began, we brought a program into the area schools, and we were very successful as we built into, I think we got up above 15 schools that were that adopted our curriculum. And we quickly realized that this was not an efficient method. And so we were fortunate enough to find a facility in northern Colorado that's centrally located. We have a 240-acre campus that we, in the north part, we adopted a new plan in 2007. And the term that we use is facilities-based programming. Still the same program that we're offering to the schools, but now those folks that were in those school programs, they come to us in a centralized facility. And so, yes, we have a campus. It's a beautiful campus with 12 fishing ponds. We have a 17-station walk course for archery. We have 5 trap houses and just a significant amount of land, open land to enhance, promote the wildlife and put us in the context of what really, kind of where our mind needs to be to have some great times in these curriculums.
So
our
these are
other
kids,
and
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, and then to combine with that, Art, we have a program in the Southeast, which is the community of Colorado Springs, that is a little bit of a hybrid, but it's really the evolution of when we do get to the point where we'll find a piece of land that emulates what we have up here north. But that program is still school based. So what we're identifying is that we probably will continue to use this model. We'll come into communities. We'll use the facilities that are available. Schools are great. We'll introduce ourselves with the program, looking for the opportunity to bring a facility to that region supporting our program.
Now, do little girls and little boys differ any in their appreciation of this, or is there more interest among boys or more interest among girls, or is it pretty equal?
Well, I would think that common sense would say that it's probably the males, the boys that are most interested, and especially when we're talking about bringing parents with them, we would think it would be the dads. It is so interesting and so inviting that we have so many mothers and daughters with their dads, daughters with their moms, boys with their mom. This curriculum is not gender biased. I think it just historically has been through the men of the family, and we are so excited to see so many young girls, so many what they call soccer moms, to be introduced to this recreation. And some of them have a pretty decent background in it already. They're just using it for its enhancement to their relationship.
What is it? I wonder. I ask this of everybody who's involved in hunting and fishing, either as a professional or someone who's just a casual outdoorsman. What is it that makes it so difficult to get kids involved in outdoor sports? There's lots of competition among other activities, but you do this every day. What is it that we need to do to get kids involved?
Well, great question. I hope I can answer it from what we see. And typically, kids will follow their parents. So now realize in a tough way, in a challenging way, if parents are too busy to get involved in anything beyond the work schedule and the demands of life, kids will follow right into that. They'll find things to do on their own, stay out of the way of their folks while their folks go through life. That's unfortunate. However, using that in the reverse and to our advantage, if we give great things for parents to do, and we introduce them to the out of doors, and specifically these curriculums, their kids will follow suit. Now, certainly, many of our participants come from the kids. The interest comes from the kids. They may have been introduced to Colorado Youth Outdoors through a school program that came through the school day, and they were out shooting BB guns for that day, and they went home and to mom and dad and said, "Guess what I got to do today, and I want to do more of it." Well, that's great. And when that happens, Art, and to you, specifically your question is, we've got to understand that kids today have so much available to them, so much cool stuff. And I'm even talking, I know video games and electronics get a bad rap. And it's, in our opinion, it's not that that's what's bad. It's the amount of time that they give to that. They don't take time to explore these other cool things. And so it's our job, when we do have their attention, to make it as exciting or more exciting than the next piece of competition, which might be Xboxes of the world and quite honestly cell phones that allow them to connect to their friends. Those can be great things, but in moderation, and when they open themselves up to say, "Hey, I'm willing to learn something," it's our job to make it as exciting or more, as rewarding or more than all the other things competing for their time.
That's great. That's great. Now, what happens when a kid has a single parent who's, as you've noted, is probably very busy, or even no parents? Well, how does your program deal with that?
Again, spot on in that today's society brings to us a lot of single parents. Mostly it's single moms. And so what happens when a single mom has multiple children, but yet wants to see one of her children involved in the program? And so what that equates to is the child is willing, the mother is willing, but the mother just cannot attend. We have a great list of mentors, folks who have come to us and said, you know, my son or daughter has already, you know, moved out of the house, gone off, or I have a son or daughter and they get it, they're already involved, but I want to share the gift. Those become mentors for us, and they are identified by the parent that you know, that says, I want my son or daughter involved in the program. They get to meet that mentor, and for, you know, because it's a lot of time that they're going to spend with that person, and so that child does not go without.
That is wonderful. Now tell us about the Maverick event, Bob.
Sure, the Maverick. So every great nonprofit needs to have a great or many great fundraising opportunities. We've been blessed in the past years. I mean, this will be our 15th year of providing the Maverick, and the Maverick is a sporting clays course that is totally unique to our neighborhood, to our region. So we, you know, as sportsmen, we know, most of us know what sporting clays is. Basically, if you don't know, we kind of coin it as it's golf with a shotgun, mm-hmm. moving from station to station.
Our event
is unique in that we build a course every year in a non-traditional setting, meaning it's not a course that you could shoot throughout the year. We build the course for a weekend, and then we tear it down. We have for years been up at a local ranch here up in the foothills and into the canyons, just very picturesque. This year, new in 2016, we will be holding the Maverick a little bit more in the plains here, but again, down in a cottonwood swale. And the course will be, I think, one of the nation's largest in 2 miles long, 22
wow.
stations
wow.
big.
Man, you better bring some water on that.
Yeah, well, it's. Yeah, that's, and it's all golf course driven. All of our guests that attend, they all get their, each team gets their own golf court or golf cart, and they meals are served during the course. It actually is more towards golf, if you think about it. The beverage carts come around, and of course we're not serving the adult beverages until after the shoot, but
Good thinking. Well, now, how can somebody get involved in the Maverick? If you have a business and you may not, you know, you're hearing
sure.
this and you're in, I don't know, Los Angeles, and you think it's a cool idea, how can somebody get involved in the Maverick and your program?
Well, thank you for asking that, because we do. We certainly love to reach out and find new support agents, new sponsors, and folks that want to get involved. So in order to find out more about the Maverick, the best place is on our website, which is coloradoyo.org. coloradoyo.org. There's a link on there. It says the Maverick. And within the Maverick, all the information to register a team is right there. It's a premier event. The Friday guests, a team of four is $2,500. A team for four on Saturday, which is our premier day, is $5,000. So as you can imagine, these are, rather than individuals attending, it typically is companies, and a matter of fact, in Saturday, they're companies from all over the nation. Matter of fact, it's international. We have companies that come up out of Mexico and participate. So they're really doing it as a client appreciation, maybe as a giving their employees an opportunity. They'll fly in and they spend a weekend here, and they know they're supporting a great cause.
It sounds like a blast. It sounds like a blast. I hope you, those of you listening or reading, get a chance to participate. And at the very least, you know, take a minute and hug your kids today. You know, then take them out with you to pursue some outdoor adventures. Joining us today has been Bob Hewson of the Colorado Youth Outdoors Group. He's doing his part. Now you do your part. Thank you for all you do, Bob.
Thank you, Art. Thanks for the opportunity.
Absolutely. I'm Art Young for The Outpost, and we'll talk again soon.
The Outpost Radio On Demand from the on-demand page of theoutpostlife.com.